This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. Welcome to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Can't find a war like this anywhere else in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and a great wall by a great president, President Donald J. Trump. This show is coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, at stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Hour number three brought to you by Newsmax TV. The third hour is our national show on Newsmax TV, now airing at a new time. Take note, 11 p.m. The radio show hasn't changed, same 3 hours every day, but the TV show airs at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. West Coast time. Sponsor of this segment of the show, perfect timing for the coronavirus pandemic. You know, I keep playing it down and saying, come on, guys. Even in China, they've done a study, and almost every person that dies is very old or very weakened immune system from cancer or heart disease. So you don't have to spend all day long panicking or getting hysterical over this. But it would make everyone feel a lot better if you knew you were drinking something that would build up your immune system and prevent. Nothing can prevent, and you can't make statements like that as in prevent the disease, but literally build up your immune system and keep you in the best possible shape when it comes to coronavirus. Here's what they can say. The silver formula formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen, alkaline structured silver, has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria and strengthening your immune systems and providing yourself with a barrier of protection. Now, I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. First, the lozenges for my throat. That's how I got to know them. And then they became the sponsor of the show a year later after I used their lozenges for a year and said, guys, you got to be the sponsor of the show. This stuff's amazing. And then for brain fog in the morning. And, of course, for colds and flu. For the whole 4 years, I was sucking on the lozenges so I wouldn't get a hoarse voice and I could do my radio and TV, and I've never missed a minute. I've never gotten colds or flu for those 4 years. So with the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's alkaline structured silver gel, liquid, and lozenges. Say the name Wayne Root. Sent you, and you receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868, 866 toll-free, 660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code Root, and you automatically get 20% off. I mentioned, this is going to be the crazy segment, the Democrats are crazy segment. Biden wants shelters to provide housing by gender identity, not biological gender, meaning, you know, if you're a man but you think you're a woman, you get to go in a woman's shelter or a woman's prison or a woman's abuse shelter. How about not just a homeless shelter, but an abuse shelter? But even if you're just a woman who's not been abused, you're just a woman who's on the streets and they put you in a homeless shelter and you got three men around you, three wolves, men claiming they're women, but they act like men and they've got, you know, testosterone in them. And they're going to break you in two. They're going to beat the crap out of you. They're going to rape you. These Democrats are all dangerous, all of them. Here's another example. Utah school forbids kids from saying no if asked to dance. This is, I'm telling you, this is what's going on in America, and it's absolutely crazy. Here's the story. So a Utah school forbade kids from saying no when asked to dance. Middle school in Utah gearing up to host its Valentine's Day dance, and in an effort to make sure all students felt welcome, comfortable, safe, and included, the school adopted a policy forcing kids to dance with anyone who asked them. And sure enough, when an 11-year-old girl was asked to dance by a boy who creeped her out, the principal forced them to dance together. By the way, that's the opposite of the Me Too movement, isn't it? And in their ridiculous effort to make sure no student was upset or offended, they violated one of the most basic consent rules in our society. You have a right to consent who you're going to dance with. Here's another example of the absurdity. Police in Scotland have a list of people who tell offensive jokes. Scottish internet... Ow. I just hit myself in the face with this sheet. Scottish internet users better be careful of the jokes they tell online. You might end up on a government watch list. The Freedom of Information request revealed 3,300 non-crime hate incidents have been logged in a police database. Hundreds of people added to the list last year for making offensive jokes or rude comments online. Police say they track these individuals just in case their humor crosses the line into illegal territory. For example, a couple of years ago, a Scottish YouTuber was arrested and convicted for teaching his pug dog a Nazi salute. And with certain types of background checks, potential employers could see that these innocent people have been logged social media posts deemed to be offensive by the government. This is what they're doing to you, man. Crazy people. Absolutely crazy. Here's another one. A woman pleads guilty to being topless in her own home. We've been following the case of Tilly Buckman, charged with sex crimes for being topless in her own home. She and her husband had removed their shirts after installing insulation. Because her stepchildren saw her bare-chested, Tilly was charged with child sex abuse under Utah Criminal Code 769702.5 for exposing the female breast below the top of the... whatever, the top of the breast. That left her facing the possibility of having to register as a child sex offender. Originally, she tried to challenge the law itself under equal protection grounds, since it treated male and female nipples differently. But when she lost that case, she opted to take a plea deal. The charges were downgraded, so she won't be considered a sex offender. She'll pay $600, and the case will be dismissed in a year if she doesn't commit any other crimes. Strange stories from the internet. High school closes gender-neutral bathroom after alleged sexual assault. 18-year-old Austin Sauer, a student at Rhinelander High School in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, was arrested Thursday, that's yesterday, for alleged child enticement, sexual assault, and exposing genitalia to a child in the school's gender-neutral bathroom. According to a spokesman for the sheriff's office, the high school's gender-neutral bathroom has now been closed to the student population following the alleged assault. The bathroom was opened in October of 19 as a way of helping to make transgender and gender expansive people feel comfortable. In a statement, Rhinelander School District Superintendent Kelly Jacoby said, both students went at the bathroom voluntarily. That bathroom is no longer available to students. The male student will no longer be able to be on the school's grounds. Oh, and here's the important part of this. Here's the important part of the story, by the way. Captain Terry Hook says the school did not notify parents of the incident because it was reportedly an isolated incident. Really? Amazing. An Illinois task force recommends eliminating prom kings and queens. If an affirming and inclusive schools task force has its way, can you imagine? They name task forces for affirming and inclusive schools. The report, Strengthening Inclusion in Illinois Schools. These are the code words that mean we're going to screw normal people. Inclusion. Affirming. Affirmation. Social justice. Fairness. Equality. These are all words that are used by liberals. Fancy sounding words that really mean screw you. We're putting the country in charge of weirdos. So this Strengthening Inclusion in Illinois Task Force recommends districts amend their school board policies to strengthen positions for transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming students. The task force said school districts should eliminate or reframe any school tradition or gender-based activity that is not gender-neutral. For example, replacing prom queen and king with prom royalty, or by providing school awards to any set of two students instead of best male, best female. The report exposes a radical agenda to deconstruct gender from preschool through 12th grade classrooms across the land of Lincoln, meaning Illinois. Boys who identify as girls can use the bathrooms and shower facilities of their choice. They also recommend eliminating the use of gendered language. For example, district staff should call students or scholars instead of boys and girls. This could make a noticeable difference to transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming students who may feel alienated by the gender binary. These are the fancy words these people use that are so disgusting. They make me want to vomit. They don't want you to divide physical education classes by gender. Never teach appropriate gender behavior, meaning men act a certain way, women act a certain way. Eliminate the use of gendered language. Forms requiring signature should indicate parent, guardian, rather than mother, father. School libraries should include accurate, up-to-date information on gender identity and diversity, as well as gender-affirming children's books. Districts must allow transgender, non-binary, gender non-conforming students to compete on athletic teams consistent with their gender identity. Adopt a gender-neutral dress code. Transgender, non-binary, gender non-conforming students shall be allowed the use of restrooms, locker rooms, changing facilities that correspond with their gender identity. These are all the things included in the 44-page report. Boy, the people of Illinois should root this out and destroy this task force. Destroy it. Or move. Get the hell out of Illinois, because it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And here's one more. I think we probably have time for just one more. We have like a minute, minute and a half. Leftist activists to Mike Pence. Immigration enforcement-free zones are needed to fight coronavirus. More than 450 leftist academics and activists sent a letter to VP Mike Pence listing a series of demands for fighting the spread of coronavirus, including ensuring immigration enforcement-free zones so immigration status does not prevent a person from seeking care. No, what you should be fighting for is a sealed border and a giant wall and lots of military and police behind the wall to make sure no one ever gets in again who's diseased. I don't want diseased people in my country. I don't want people with tuberculosis or coronavirus or who knows what other diseases they've got. I don't want pedophiles. I don't want murderers. I don't want drug traffickers. I don't want human traffickers. I want to cut off the border with Mexico. Seal it. Close it. That's how you stop coronavirus. Don't worry about immigration enforcement-free zones. Liberals are nuts. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's Here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that I'm Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can all save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and, of course, my beloved Republican Party. So you got to live a long time to be a conservative activist for a long time. So are you in front of a mirror? You should be. Did you know in 1973 a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in Canada over the past 40 years, and now they're coming to America on my show, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. They guarantee your satisfaction. You can't go wrong. It is a painless, natural, economic way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly, Wayne Root. Can you imagine the luck? And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Thank you, Strauss. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Strauss Heart Drops. So leftist activists, I'll finish up with the story I was doing when we left for the ad. For the ad break, leftist activists to Mike Pence, immigration enforcement free zones needed to fight coronavirus. So basically what I'm saying is you've got to have a border that is sealed and not let anybody in. That's what I would worry about. Instead, what liberals are worrying about is enforcement free zones so that, I guess they're saying, so that anyone can go to this certain hospital or medical center and not worry about being illegal and being deported because they've got to get treated so they don't spread coronavirus. And probably on that one, I would agree. first of all, you should seal the border so nobody gets in the first place. Never let anyone in again. The letter to Pence, who Donald Trump tapped to head up the federal effort to fight the China-originated virus, also makes other demands, of course, including increased federal spending and fair infection control. Right, it's got to be social justice with infection control, I'm sure. Wow. In any case, you get the idea. Instead of worrying about the border, they're worried about the illegals that are here. And then when you think about what liberal policies do, think about San Francisco. Criminals brazenly loot store in San Francisco because of the ridiculous law passed in California. And that law is their no arrest policy. And they show a picture of people looting a store in San Francisco in broad daylight in front of the very people who work in the store. And they do it with no hesitation because of the San Francisco no arrest policy. You think this has to be a joke, right? It goes back 5 years ago to Prop 47, passed a referendum in California. These brazen acts of petty theft and shoplifting are a dangerous and all too common consequence of Prop 47, a referendum passed 5 years ago that critics say effectively gives shoplifters and addicts the green light to commit crimes as long as the merchandise they steal or the drugs they take are less than $950 in value. A decision to downgrade theft of property valued below the arbitrary figure from felony to misdemeanor, together with selective enforcement that focuses on more serious crimes, has resulted in thieves knowing they can brazenly shoplift and merchants knowing the police will not respond to their complaints. So why did they pass such a law? Prop 47 is seen by critics as one of California's biggest blunders. Supported by the state Democrat Party, what a surprise. Championed by the ACLU, what a surprise. It passed by a wide margin. The idea was to reduce certain nonviolent felonies to misdemeanors in order to free up resources for cops to focus on violent offenders. The consequences of this law have been dire, giving life to the underground black market, which has organized itself teams of brazen looters that no longer fear law enforcement because they know law enforcement doesn't react or respond or care about them. Since Prop 47 was passed, there have been increases in thefts across the state of California. And cities like San Francisco have seen organized crime rings turn shoplifting into a well-organized racket involving desperate thieves and unscrupulous black market resellers. Among the nation's 20 largest cities, guess who has the highest rate of property crime, which includes theft, shoplifting, and vandalism? San Francisco. Founder of the nonprofit Code Tenderloin told Fox News that fencers from Guatemala and Mexico set up shop in the middle of the day and night around the city's United Nations Plaza area. And they've gotten bolder by the day. The retail heists taking place aren't small-time operations, but are instead sophisticated networks of international dealers who cross the border to buy stolen goods. And the majority of handoffs happen in view of San Francisco City Hall. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. It's not just San Francisco. It's cities all across the state of California. This is the craziness and the mental illness of liberalism. Reid Alarute here to wake you up. War. See you in a sec.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump praising the work being done on the coronavirus in the United States. The president giving credit to medical professionals and scientists assigned to the illness while taking a tour of CDC's headquarters in Atlanta.
Everyone's relying on us. The world is relying on us. They've done an incredible job in a very condensed period of time.
President Trump continues.
We We don't know how many people have this, aren't going to see a doctor, aren't going to see a hospital. And the higher that number is, the better the number is from the standpoint of death, the death count. They get better without seeing doctors, without seeing hospitals.
273,000 jobs were created in February across the country, up from 165,000 predicted. The unemployment rate remains at an all-time 50-year low at 3.5%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Coming up at 11 o'clock tonight, East Coast time, 8 o'clock West Coast time, 10 o'clock Central, is the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV. Reaches now just under 80 million homes, reaches 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. There's no other show like it on American TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV dial. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy or you will leave. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. Every night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific, The Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered. I've got my guest here, Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. She's got the top stories trending at thegatewaypundit.com. Christina, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. So number one, I think, is Obama's Homeland Security Inspector General indicted on theft of government property, wire fraud, and scheme to defraud the U.S. government. So if I have this straight, the guy who usually prosecutes the bad guys is the bad guy, the Homeland Security IG Inspector General.
Right. And so him and his subordinate were indicted on 16 counts of theft, wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft. And essentially what they were doing was stealing government software and databases, and they reconfigured this individual's laptop so we can upload the stolen software.
And so,
although he left in 2013, he was still using his relationship with a subordinate that was still at the DHS to carry out the scheme.
And so you've got the inspector general, who's basically the lead prosecutor, who's going to prison himself. I mean, he's indicted. We don't know if he's guilty. We don't know if he'll be found guilty. But if he is found guilty, then it's another member of Obama's administration that's lawless. Lawless.
Oh,
that's
not
amazing.
Not a mention of corruption, though, according to Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. The most transparent administration in history. Amazing.
Right.
All right. It just never ends. The Trump camp sues CNN over false and defamatory statements about seeking Russia's help in the 2020 elections. Another big headline at the Gateway Pundit. So a lawsuit by Trump against CNN at Gateway Pundit right now.
Right. So the Trump campaign has filed a few libel lawsuits, one against the New York Times, WAPO, and now CNN, over their false and defamatory statements about him seeking the Kremlin's help for his 2020 reelection campaign. Now, these lawsuits probably aren't going to go anywhere, but what he's doing is he's essentially going to get these outlets to admit that they're not publishing facts and it's just opinion, which is actually smart on Trump's what he's doing, because he's now going to come out, they're all going to come out and say that they're not even reporting facts.
Right, they're going to have to admit it. Right.
Right, exactly. So the Trump camp seeking millions in damages, like I said, it's probably not going to go far, but he is going to get these outlets to say that they're not reporting facts and they're just reporting opinions.
All right. No, I like always being on the offensive. Trump's always on the offensive, so that's good stuff.
Right.
We're talking to Christina Layla, the associate editor, assistant editor of The Gateway Pundit, one of my favorite websites in the world, thegatewaypundit.com. I see another story on your headlining on your Gateway Pundit website right now, The Horrors of the Socialist Prisons in Maduro's Venezuela. Very interesting. Photos of the disgusting way that people live. They're not in cells. They're not in beds. They're lying on the floor on top of one another. It's got to be the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. That's the face of socialism. Of course, that's probably the reason Americans have at least woken up and they're not for Bernie Sanders anymore, because he defends these people, right?
Oh, absolutely. And this is exactly what the left wants for America. This is what Bernie wants. And Bernie is actually just being honest about being a socialist. The whole Democrat Party are socialists.
That's my contention.
They're enabled socialists.
Yeah, that's my contention. I say it all the time. There's no difference in their substance, their policies, their agenda. The difference is in their style. Obama hides what he is. Hillary hides what she is. Biden hides what he is. But Bernie, at least, is honest. He's the full Monty, right? He tells you exactly the way it is.
Right.
All right. Mitt Romney, a guy who I have no love of, Mitt Romney, now comes out to vote in favor of a subpoena seeking the Biden Burisma docs. That's kind of a miracle because he was going to vote against it and he was worried about it because he has some major campaign guy of his that was on the Burisma board along with Hunter Biden. So a lot of people thought, you know, Romney is dirty and Romney is worried and Romney will not allow this investigation. But the pressure, all of us ratcheted up on him, all the conservatives, and I would guess all his constituents in Utah wanted that investigation of Biden. He's going along with it. That's kind of interesting news.
Right, I was shocked to see this because his vote, it was the deciding factor. The committee, this particular Senate committee, has only an 8-6 Republican control. So if he voted against it, it would have been a 7-7 tie and it would have failed. So I was shocked when I saw that. His spokesperson came out today and said he's going to be on board and vote in favor next week of the subpoena.
It's good news. It's pressure. It's pressure from conservatives. He just couldn't.
Absolutely.
He couldn't, you know, keep his integrity at all. He had to go along with it. So that's good.
Right.
I like it. And then finally, the last story of the day we'll discuss is Twitter unveils new rules against dehumanizing speech, including age. And, of course, you know what this is about. This is to shield Joe Biden from criticism.
Absolutely. That's right. So Biden isn't even making his random gaffes here and there. This is every single time he speaks. He forgets where he is. He doesn't know the difference between his wife and his sister. I mean, Super Tuesday was a disaster. He called it Super Thursday. So it is our job to question his ability. He's running to be president. Well, he said he's running to be Senate, but for the U.S. Senate. But we know he's running to be president, and we have to question his mental capacity. And so what they're doing now with these new rules is they're going to silence people who are exposing the truth on Biden's declining mental faculties.
Well, that would include me, because I've got a commentary coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, which means you'll probably see it Monday morning at the Gateway Pundit, and it's all about the number one most important question in the world: is Joe Biden competent to be president of the United States, or does he have major problems with his cognitive ability? In other words, has he got senility or Alzheimer's or early onset dementia?
What?
Something is really wrong with Joe Biden. Anybody can see that. Can you imagine, Christina Leyla, how stupid the Democrat Party is? They went from a communist, and they thought the guy that would save them is this the senile old man. I mean, it's unbelievable. If I put it in a movie script, Hollywood would never buy it. Too unrealistic.
No, I know. And you know what? I watched a video of Biden just from 4 years ago from the last election cycle, and he looked like a different man. He looked and sounded like a totally different person. Even the look in his eyes different. I suggest you watch just a video from a couple years ago. You'll see how much he's declined. And it's a real conversation that needs to be had, and it's scary.
And it's not mean. I was on L.A. Radio today with L.A. Radio with, I think, a conservative host. I mean, he certainly was very nice to me. And after I gave him my contention that Biden, you know, really has major cognitive problems and we need to have major tests done and have doctors answer questions for us, independent doctors, he said to me, aren't people going to see you as mean for asking that question? I said, no. If it was my grandfather, your grandfather, yes. But if it's a guy running for president who's got his finger on the nuclear button, who's going to negotiate trade deals, who's going to be CEO of the economy and commander of the military, no. There isn't anything mean about it. You've got to ask these questions. I brought up, you know, as a defense, Christine, I brought up, weren't the Democrats trying to invoke the 25th Amendment against Trump to say he was insane? So he's not qualified to be president. Something's wrong with him. Well, same thing. We're going to do the same thing with Biden because it's very obvious to me the guy is, how about we put it nicely, he's past his prime.
Absolutely.
All right,
yeah,
Christine.
He's in his late 70s.
Well, he's 78 years old, so I mean, he'd be, at the start of year two, he'd be 80 years old. Start of year two as president, he'd be an 80-year-old man. And we already know he had major brain surgery years ago, and the doctors thought there was a good chance he'd never be the same. So it's a little scary now that he's, you know, close to 80 years old, and we see him on the campaign trail, and he just doesn't look good. By the way, there were quite a few people on MSNBC and CNBC in the last day who said that he's got a clear shot for the nomination now. We need him. We can't have Bernie Sanders. So let's just hide him for the rest of the campaign. Don't let anybody see him. Well, they must know what you and I know. They're seeing the same thing. Why else would you say hide him? You know, there's something wrong with the guy.
He can't go. Every single day now, he comes out and just says something bizarre. And so they know that they have to just keep him silent because it's just fodder for the conservative media.
Yeah, I thought the best one was, you know, Super Thursday. I thought that was hilarious. And how about when he didn't know the difference between his wife and his sister on stage?
I know.
They don't look anything like one another. Nothing. So how could you confuse the two? It makes no sense. But he's foggy. He doesn't know where he is. And it's just amazing how well the Democrats voted for him. They don't know anything. These people are amazing. So clueless. So ignorant. Wow. All right. Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Top stories trending at thegatewaypundit.com. Make sure you check in every morning, thegatewaypundit.com, and every evening before you go to bed. Lots of great stories, lots of stuff you need to know. One of Wade Root's three favorite websites in the whole world. Christina Layla, great to have you on.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Wayne Allyn, when we get back, so much more to tell you. I want to continue with this story in San Francisco, where nobody gets in trouble, slap in the wrist, a little ticket. If you shoplift up to $1,000, everybody's stealing, you know, $999 worth of stuff. If you do that 20 times a day and you have a gang of 20 kids doing it, you could steal $100,000 in a second. Boom. So that's why they have gangs running around doing it. I wonder if it's like if each kid steals $9.99. In other words, is it just if 10 kids go together in concert, in conspiracy, into a store, if they steal $9.99, it's okay. If they steal over $1,000, then it becomes a serious crime. What if each kid steals $9.99? Does it count each one? Does it start over again? I don't know. But either way, you're talking about a lot of people stealing a lot of stuff, and small business owners like my dad, the butcher, are getting killed in California. How sad. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root being entertained. I try to entertain you. I'm entertained in the breaks by Chris O'Sullivan, my trusty board op and associate producer. Finest Known is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. You thought the government spending was out of control yesterday, the day before. How about now? A new $8.3 billion spending bill for coronavirus signed by President Trump today. We're just spending and spending. Always, you know, no other way out of it. Politicians are in trouble unless they spend, spend, spend. Everybody demands spending. So let's just spend more money. $8.3 billion out of the blue. You know, they'll add another $8 billion and another $8 billion and another $8 billion. And pretty soon it'll be $32 billion or $40 billion for coronavirus. And it's no big deal. A billion here and a billion there, a trillion here and a trillion there. Who cares? Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Any excuse to increase spending. There's always some group that demands more spending for some tragedy, some disaster. And then the disaster doesn't happen, like Ebola never wound up coming here. But we kept spending the money anyway. Never, ever cut anything. Silver up dramatically in the past year. When this ad was written a month ago, or maybe 2 months ago, silver was up 25% in the last year. Now it's up dramatically higher than that. And for a limited time, my friends at Finest Known are making a deal for War fans. I told them to go big or go home, and they went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. 100 of them. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce silver eagles at dealer cost. And by the way, this ad was written before coronavirus. Now gold and silver are flying. Everybody wants to own them. They're all about a hedge against disaster. No one knows how bad this disaster is going to get. And even yours truly, who constantly downplays it and says this is a ridiculous overreaction. 68,000 people a year die of the flu, 18,000 since October, and yet they're making a big deal about this one. Why is this different than all the rest? But having said that, because people are making a big deal of it, because the media is making a big deal of it, because people are scared, because they bought out every item at Costco, because there's no toilet paper left in America, and we've become like Venezuela, because of all of that, business is going downhill fast. I don't know who's coming to Vegas anymore. It's scary. Nobody's getting on planes anymore. Southwest Airlines says flights are down like 9/11, after 9/11. So if there's a crisis, guess what's the only thing worth owning? Gold and silver. So give these guys a call and reserve 100 silver American Eagles at cost, and they will include the book, Everything You Need to Know to Buy and Sell Gold, absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Either way, tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they will treat you like $1 million. They'll treat you like a VIP. All right, last segment before we head to Newsmax TV Hour. The Pentagon sends troops to the California border. This just in, amid fears of a border rush. The government is sending soldiers to help border agents block the migrant surge expected if the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals strikes down the migrant protection protocols. Wow. The MPP program has roughly 60,000 migrants left in Mexico. Listen, you know, they got to stay there until their eventual asylum hearings. And the return policy deters migration by preventing migrants from getting the U.S. jobs they need to repay their smuggling loans, unless they win their backlogged courtroom claims. Some of the migrants waiting in Mexico rush cleared the MPP program to be illegal. The court then quickly put a stay on its decision to block the MPP until March 12th, pending any Supreme Court intervention. The California-based court also decided to allow the program to operate in Texas. And officials at the Department of Justice have asked the Supreme Court to extend the delay. Administration officials are sending the troops to the border out of fear the migrants will try and overwhelm the border defenses on March 12th. The extra troops could help prevent the migration of people with diseases such as coronavirus from China. And by the way, I just saw the other day we caught like 300 Chinese migrants trying to cross the Mexican border. And we caught them, thank God. And now you could send them to the other side, make them wait, and never let them in. And not only that, I saw the other day that Mexico had its first cases of coronavirus. So all things considered, my God, the border is so important. You'd have to be crazy to not understand that. You'd have to be an idiot. You'd have to be insane. You'd have to be self-destructive and self-eating. You want to ruin your own country. That describes most liberals, sadly, and most liberal judges. And this just in, a surveillance court bans the FBI and DOJ officials who erred in the Carter Page wiretap applications. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISC, on March 5th, effectively barred FBI and Justice Department officials involved in the infamous application to surveil former Trump campaign associate Carter Page. The Chief Justice of the Court, James Boasberg, ordered the ban in a 19-page opinion, the latest in a series of developments triggered by the release of the condemning report by the Office of Inspector General. Boasberg wrote, "No DOJ or FBI personnel under disciplinary or criminal review relating to their work on FISA applications shall participate in drafting, verifying, reviewing, or submitting such applications to the court." Bloomberg also accepted a detailed plan put forth by the FBI to prevent the kinds of significant omissions and misstatements that made their way into the Carter Page FISA applications, despite significant vetting by top officials at the FBI and the DOJ. Yeah, you're all so full of crap. There should be so many people going to jail at the top of the FBI and the DOJ. I mean, these are massive crimes committed, purposeful crimes, against President Trump. All right, when we get back on Newsmax, so many things to tell you about, including all the Democrat big shots who are saying that perhaps Joe Biden is mentally deteriorating or mentally incompetent. I'll have all that for you when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, USA Radio Newsmax TV. Remember, Newsmax TV moves to 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. West Coast time. Third hour of USA up next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.